In 1964 and 65, the greatest metropolis of the 20th century hosted a World's Fair. It was not like the celestial utopia of Chicago's fair in 1893, nor was it even like the celestial world of tomorrow that marked New York 1939. This was New York 1964, the celestial strip mall, sprawling and noisy, a jumble of art, commerce, and entertainment that somehow turned chaos into a charm. And where else could Michelangelo, Walt Disney, and General Motors share the same stage at the same time with Casey Stengel as the sideshow? And where else could a waffle from Belgium provide the principal memory for fairgoers? Only in New York, and only at the 1964 New York World's Fair. The late 1950s and early 1960s was a time of unprecedented economic strength in America. Middle-class families moved from the cities into the leafy suburbs, where they could raise their children amid the safety of their lawns and ranch houses. The development of new highways and jet aircraft made going places easy and cheap. The optimism and suburban values radiated by President Dwight D. Eisenhower and the 1960 election of the youthful President John F. Kennedy gave planners an almost surreal vision of a perfect America on which to stage the 1964 New York World's Fair.